Sanhedrin in about an hour from now, I guess. A little bit less than an hour. So the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the fourth perek, Tefilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shos. So when is the latest time for Shachris? According to Tanakama, it's midday, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the end of the fourth hour. And the Gemara is going to vacillate as to whether Rabbi Yehuda meant the end of the fourth hour or the beginning of the fourth hour. And the Rambam Paskins in Perek Gimel, Mihilchas Tefillah, Tefillas HaShachar Mitzvasa Sheyaschil Lispal Imanetza Chama. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, the ideal moment for Tefillah Shachris is right before Hanetzach Chama. That's when it begins. Uzmano, but you can continue Ad Sof Shoreviyas Shehi Shlishis Hayom, the end of the fourth hour, which means one third into the day. It sounds very much like the Rambam is passing like Yehuda, who says that Tefillas HaShachar Ad Arba Shos, which is a little bit odd, because generally speaking, in a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we paskin Yochid v'Rab Malochi k'Rabim, we should have been paskining like the Chachamim, which would give us all the way till Chatzos. But let's hold our judgment here, because maybe the Rambam is offering a very complicated compromise between the two shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because the Rambam writes him Ovar Otov is Pali Achar Arbavas Ad Chatzosiyom. If he davened in that slice of time, those 2 hours between the end of the fourth hour and Chatzos, is Yotza Yedei Chovas Tfilah. The Rambam is very complicated. The Rambam says he has fulfilled his obligation of Tfilah. Avalo Yotza Yedei Chovas Tfilah Bizmana. But he has not fulfilled his obligation of tefillah in its proper time, which is called tefillah bizmana. Shekshem shetefillah mitzvah min haTorah kach mitzvah midivreim lispal osa bizmana kmo shetiktu lanu chachamim uneviim. So the Rambam is telling us that although on a doraisa level, the mitzvah of tefillah, of course the Rambam holds that tefillah is doraisa, can be fulfilled at any time during the day, but nevertheless the Chachamim enacted certain specific time periods for certain specific tefillos. And that's called tefillah bizmana. So we have tefillah min haTorah, as a mitzvah min haTorah, and then we have a tefillah derabbana, which is bizmana. And the Rambam holds that as far as the zmana is concerned, to fulfill the requirement, the obligation on a drabbana level of tefillah shachris, what we need is by the end of the fourth hour. But nevertheless, as far as the doraisa is concerned, the Rambam holds that a mitzvah in haTorah, he can nevertheless fulfill the mitzvah tefillah during that 2 hour period between the fourth hour and the sixth hour, meaning the fourth hour and midday. But although it's not tefillah bizmana, but nevertheless, he says Yotzi Dechovas Tefillah, which sounds like he fulfills his mitzvah tefillah on a doraisa level. Very complicated, Rabosa. Are you following me? There's a tefillah doraisa, which will extend until Chatzos, and there's a tefillah bizmana, which is only derabbanan. It's a takonis chachamim, but that's until the fourth hour. So on the one hand, the Rambam accepts Rabbi Yehuda that the zman of tefillah shachris is until the fourth hour, as opposed to Rabbanan who say ad Chatzos. But on the other hand, quite paradoxically, the Rambam says that even if we accept Rabbi Yehuda, he can still avail himself of the option of davening during that 2 hour period post 4 hours, post the four shows, and he will fulfill his chovas tefillah, like he'll get rewarded as if he davened for a tefillah, but he will not get the schar for a tefillah bizmana, because tefillah bizmana is only up to the fourth hour, insofar as we're accepting the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does this mean that lechatchila, if all things are ideal, then he should be mispalel at Hanetzach Chama? B'di'eved, if he wasn't mispal at Anetzach Hamad, then he can fulfill his mitzvah of tefillah up until Chatzos. And as far as the Drabonin is concerned, he really messed up, because if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, then the latest hour for Tefillah Shacharis would be the fourth hour. He didn't make it by the fourth hour. But yet the Rabbim says that b'di'eved, even after the fourth hour, he can daven until Chatzos. What is the nature of that tefillah? How do we understand that? Imu mispal midin tashlumin, or it's some sort of different concept. So what are the options here? One option is to say that since he missed tefillah bizmana in the case of Shacharis, because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Chatzos, that at this point he needs a tefillah tashlum to make up for the tefillah bizmana that he omitted. Oh, Dilma, if you just for a moment fast forward to that paragraph on the left column, it could be that this tefillah, this Shacharis that he davens between the fourth and the sixth hour, that's not midin tashlumin, but rather that's called the tefillah Shacharis. Again, it's not the lechatchila's man of tefillah Shacharis, which would be up to the fourth hour, but there's something called a b'di'evet, a fallback position of tefillah Shacharis, and that is up until Chatzos. Meaning that even though it's not tefillah bizmana, because tefillah bizmana as far as Shacharis is up until the fourth hour, nevertheless, it's still considered a tefillah Shacharis, just that it's shelo bizmana. So we don't have a Shacharis bizmana that would extend beyond the fourth hour, but we do have a tefillah Shacharis after the fourth hour up until Chatzos. And it's not a Tashlumin, it's a Tefillah Shacharis. Now let's go back to the previous paragraph. The first possibility was to say that since he messed up on Tefillah Bizmana, it's ready after the fourth hour, then his what's available for him is now a Tefillah Tashlumin. Now we have to ask ourselves the following question. Why, what does he gain by Tefillah Tashlumin during that 2 hour period? Even in the afternoon, he arrives at Zman Tefillah Mincha, and he now has to daven two Shmon Esreis. He'll daven Mincha, and then he'll daven another Shmon Esrei as a Tashlumin to replace the first Tefillah of Shacharis. So what's the big deal here about that slice of time between the fourth hour and the sixth hour? And the answer is that we're giving him another option for tefillas tashlumin. Right? In addition to the possibility of tashlumin in the afternoon, meaning after mincha, daven a second Shmon Esrei after mincha, and that means that, again, there's a din kedima, which means that he always, whenever you daven a tefillah tashlumin, which comes first, the tashlumin or the chova, the tefillah chova?
The chova.
The chova has to come first. So if he would wait to daven until the afternoon, he would not be allowed to daven a tefillah tashlumin. Why? Because first he has to daven his tefillah chova, and only after he finishes mincha, then will he be allowed to daven a tefillah tashlumin. And that's because the tefillah chova always has to be makdim. He has to be makdim into the tefillah tashlumin. But before the time for mincha, meaning in that slot between the fourth hour and noon, then he can daven a tefillah of Shacharis as tashlumin, and he doesn't have to wait or delay, or he doesn't have to be careful about first davening a tefillah schova, because there's no tefillah schova now. No, what I meant to say, you're right, he missed it, but I meant to say something else, that there's no tefillah schova of mincha, because it's too early for mincha.
Right.
So in that slice of time, that period of time between Dalet Shos and Sheh Shos, he's going to dominate Tfilas Tashlumin for Shachris, and there won't be any other Tfilas Chova. Normally Tashlumin is a tag on to a Tfilas Chova. Here's a case where Tfilas Tashlumin stands on its own, independent of a Tfilas Chova.
Are they equivalent in value?
If he is davening in Tfilas Tashlumin during that period of time between the fourth and the sixth hour, then even if let's say for example he would not daven Mincha that day, so imagine he's a double header violator, so to speak. First of all, he missed Tfilas Shachris, his man Tfilas Shachris up to the fourth hour, and then on that same day he didn't daven Mincha. So you and I would have said, if not for this chiddush of that period of time for Tfilah, that he has no way of fulfilling Tashlumin for Shachris. Why? Because if he didn't daven Mincha, then he doesn't have a Tfilas Chova that must recite a Tfilas Chova before we allow him to daven a Tfilas Tashlumin. He never davened that Tfilas Chova. So that now his Tashlumin is totally dependent upon Mincha. Even though again it's Tashlumin for Shachris, but he can only implement and achieve that Tashlumin for Shachris if he davens a Tfilas Chova of Mincha. But in this 2 hour period before the Zman Mincha, the Halach is bending over backwards and allowing him to daven a Tfilas Tashlumin without a Tfilas Chova, in the absence of a Tfilas Chova. And if later on, for whatever reason, he doesn't daven Mincha, that's irrelevant. He already achieved his Tashlumin for Shachris. He's got a problem with Mincha. He'll have to daven a Tfilas Tashlumin in Ma'ariv time. So everything that we're saying indicates that this time slot between 4 and 6 is Tashlumin. But now we're offering an alternative possibility, that what we're trying to gain is not Tashlumin, but a Tfilas Shachris. Again, even though it's not Tfilas Shachris Bizmana, but nevertheless it's a Tfilas Shachris. So what this would mean is that there are two Tfilos, two categories of Tfilin Shachris, right? There's the Kiyum of Shachris Bizmana, that's only until Dalet Shos, and then there's a Kiyum called Shachris but Shalo Bizmana. Wow. He's asking the following question. What happens if he misses Man Tfilas Shachris? So it's after the fourth hour. At this point, he is still within the sphere of time for Tfilas Shachris, albeit Shachris Shalom is Mana, but nevertheless Tfilas Shachris. Oh. Would he be allowed to daven a Tfilas Tashlumin? E Efshal Ispal Tfilas Tashlumin, Elim Kane, Somoch L'Tfilas Chova Shebizmana. That's what he's saying, is that the chiddush of this time slot is that it is a tefillah shachris. If you didn't define it as a tefillah shachris, according to the second possibility, he would not be allowed to daven at that time. Why? Because what would be what would be your havamina? You'd say, let him daven as a tashlumin. Well, there's no such thing as a tashlumin without a tefilas chova. No, the second possibility is rejecting the underlying principle or premise of the first possibility. The first possibility said that you could have a tefilas tashlumin without any tefilas chova. Just go straight away for the tefilas tashlumin. Now we're saying no. There is no possibility. The halacha doesn't allow a tefilas tashlumin before a tefilas chova. In the absence of a tefilas chova, there's no such thing as a tefilas tashlumin. And now we come up with a whole new definition. So what is the tefillah that you're davening between 4 and 6? That is shachris. It's not tashlumin. And it couldn't be tashlumin, because tashlumin always has to be attached to a tefillah kvua. In other words, you're only allowed to add a tefillah tashlumin as a tag-on to a tefillah kvua, a tefillah chova. But there's no such thing as tashlumin glat nevelter, you know, flying through space. It's always got to be attached to a tefilas chova. V'yesh lomar d'raf gemir b'mishalo ispalo shachris b'mezid ad dalet shos. Now we have a rule that there's no tefilas tashlumin for a mezid. If someone deliberately omits a tefillah, he doesn't get the option of a tashlumin. Tashlumin is only an option for what we call shogeg, or perhaps a person who was an onus. You know, there were circumstances beyond his control; he wasn't able to daven, so we give him the option of a tefillas tashlumin. What happens in a case where he was mazed and he didn't daven shachris? Would he be allowed to daven during this slot of time between the fourth hour and the sixth hour? And the answer is, if it's tashlumin, no. He could not daven tashlumin because he was amazing. He's doing tshuva, but he can't daven a tefilas tashlumin, because a tefilas tashlumin could only replace a tefillah that was omitted in its time because of shogeg, because of circumstances beyond his control. And now the question becomes, what is the nature of this 2 hour period between the fourth and the sixth? If it's tashlumin, in this case amazed, he cannot avail himself of the option of davening, because there's no tefillas tashlumin in the case of amazed. If on the other hand we're going to assume that this 2 hour period is a period of tefillas shachris, then even if he was amazed until this point, he now has the option of davening a tefillas shachris up until chatzos. And that's what he writes here on the top of the next page, or the flip side of your page. He writes, Yesh lefi zeh yesh lomar di imis pauli acher dalet shos v'kodem chatzos midin tashlumin azayim hiziv lo espal lefnei dalet shos shuvet im espal mashen kim havi chalos kiyum tefila shachar shalom v'zmani yesh lomar di af im hiziv yochol espalel ar chatzos kdei l'kayim tefila shalom v'zmani. So according to the first interpretation, that this tefila between 4 and 6 is tashlumin, sorry buddy, you're not allowed to daven because you were amazing. But if I go with the second definition, that this 4 to 6 slice of time gives you a tefillah shacharis, then go ahead, adarabba. We want you and we obligate you to daven between the fourth and the sixth hour. And the reason for that is because we want you to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah shalom bizmana, but a tefillah shachar shalom bizmana. Now, how do we see this in the poskim? How does this flesh out in the poskim? So if you take a look in our Chaim Siman Pei test, the Gaon says that mishalo espal b'mezid ad dalet shos. The Gra and the Prichadosh Tzvilu di eno mispalel ad chatzos. A prima godim sovereign the afim hizid the lowest pal al dal chose mispal ad chatzos. So we have here machlokes between the Gaon and the Pri Chodesh on one side, and they, in the case of Mezid, will prohibit you from davening between the 4th and the 12th and noon. Whereas the Prima Gadim says that even in the case of Mezid, nevertheless you can daven during this slice of time between the 4th hour and Chatzos. And the machlokas would be whether or not that tefillah is a tefillah shachris or it's a tefillah tashlum. So if we summarize, we really have two nafkaminas here. One nafkamina is in Hilchas Tefillas Tashlumin. This is more of a theoretical conceptual nafkamina, that according to our second approach, there's no such thing as a tefillas tashlumin without a tefillas chova. So that's one machlokas. Then now we have another machlokas, or at least another spin-off of this machlokas, as to whether or not he could daven at this time 4 to 6 if he was amazed on missing shachris. Now he wants to suggest another nafkamina, and that's as far as birchas kriyat shema. He has a rush in the beginning of brachos, and the rush says there of haigo and zalkosav af kol shoravias afal pisha eno onasa. So the latest time for Kriyat Shema is the end of the third hour. And now he is reciting Kriyat Shema in the fourth hour. So that's not Kriyat Shema. That's not the owner of Kriyat Shema. But nevertheless, he recites the brachos over Kriyat Shema lefanel liachrel. But it's interesting that the Gaon is talking specifically about Shah Revius. Mashma Dafka Shah Revius, who's Mantfila, Shahu's Mantfila, Li Rav Yehuda. Al Mikan Vielech Hifsid Al Brochos and Birech Over Al Lotisa. So this is all a rush in the name of Rav Haigon. Then he says, "V'yesh om de mekayim birchos kriyat shma ad chatzos mishum de b'dieved mispal el shachris ad chatzos." Now I'm very confused. Let's see if we can sort this all out. We're talking now about kriyat shma, and we want to know whether or not you can recite birchas kriyat shma if you miss zman kriyat shma and you're up to the fourth hour. And we're suggesting that really depends upon this machlokes that we spoke about tefilas tashlumin during this period of time between the fourth hour and the sixth hour. What does that machlokes have to do with the issue of Rav Haigon as to whether or not he should recite, be allowed to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema during the fourth hour if he misses Zman Kriyat Shema? He says the following. First of all, we should know that the Rambam paskins that he does recite Birchas Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom. We're not limited to the fourth hour. Whereas Rav Haigon insisted that during the fourth hour and only the fourth hour, he recites the Bracha Lefanel, the Bracha Lacharel. And the Shulchan Aruch actually accepts the Shita of the Rosh that Afal Pi Shezman Nimshach Ad Sof Hashah Hashlishis Im Ovar Shah Hashlishis Vlo Kara Koreo Sa Bibirchoseha Kol Shah Revius Shu Shlish Hayom Vi Elo Schar Ki Kore Bizman. So let's just see if we can work this out according to our two definitions. Okay, we're not pressed for time. We still have some time on the clock. He says the following. if we're going to understand that this slice of time between the fourth hour and the sixth hour is tashlumin, so that makes sense with regard to tefillah, because tefillah is rachmeninu, and because tefillah is rachmeninu, the Rabbanan gave you this expanded opportunity called tashlumin, that if you miss the tefillah bismana, we're going to give you an opportunity to make it up, because the essence of the tefillah is rachamim. But now let's talk about Birchas Kriyat Shema. It would be very paradoxical to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema when it's not the Zman of Kriyat Shema. So you pass the third hour, you're in the fourth hour of the day. Then we should certainly assume that you were mafsid, you lost not only Kriyat Shema itself, because it's no longer Zman Kriyat Shema, but you lost the opportunity to recite the Brachas on Kriyat Shema. And we never found that there's a halach of tashlumin with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema. If, on the other hand, we're going to say that b'di'eved, the 4 to 6 slot for tefillah is not midin tashlumin because of tefillah rachmininu, but rather it is a tefillah shachris. It's still called shachris. Again, it's not zmana, but it's still a tefillah shachris. Then we could perhaps suggest that it would make sense to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema at that hour, during that hour. Why? Because we're not davening b'toras tashlumin, but we're davening as an extension of the zman. The Eishlomim de Mevarchim Nami Birchas Kriyat Shema Chatzos. Now we're going with the Rambam sheet. Again, the Rambam sheet was that if he missed Zman Kriyat Shema, up until Chatzos, he can recite Kriyat Shema with the brachos. And the Rosh said in the name of Haigoim that he can only recite Birchas Kriyat Shema during the fourth hour, not until Chatzos. So let's see if we can analyze this machlokes between Rav Haigon and the Rambam. If we're going to assume that the time period between 4 and 6 is tashlumin, that's a separate halach in tefillah, and it has no bearing on Birchas Kriyat Shema. There's no tashlumin on Birchas Kriyat Shema. But if we're going to say that the time period up until Chatzos is considered Shachris, and we saw that in Tefillah, is then you could say that there's a Tefillah Shachris Shelo Bizmana, and there's even Birchas Kriyat Shema Shelo Bizmana, both until Chatzos, because it still has the status of a Tefillah Shachris, and you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema as Tefillah. Wow. A whole bunch of chidushim over here. Some of which we understand, one of which we don't understand yet. One chidush is to say that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah unto itself, but Birchas Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of tefillah. However, there's one fundamental difference between Birchas Kriyat Shema and tefillah. And that is, whereas tefillah is rachmininu, therefore it has an opportunity of tashlumin, we don't have tashlumin for brachos. So even though Birchas Kriyat Shema is integrated into the fabric of tefillah, nevertheless, it's missing one element of tefillah, and that is rachmeninu. Because Kriyat Shema is not rachmeninu. So what are you left with? You're left with Birchas Kriyat Shema as tefillah, but without tashlumin. So now let's analyze that period of time between the fourth hour and the sixth hour. If we're saying that that's a period of tashlumin, it has no bearing on Birchas Kriyat Shema, because even though Birchas Kriyat Shema is tefillah, but there's no tashlumin for Birchas Kriyat Shema. And now we're saying that the time period between 4 and 6 is tashlumin. That's halach in tefillah, has no implication, no impact on Kriyat Shema. But if, on the other hand, we're saying that the Shachris tefillah extends until Chatzos, and between 4 and 6 we're not davening b'toras tashlumin, And we couldn't daven b'tor tashlum because we didn't have a tefillas chova. What we have now is a period of time which extends shachris. And the tefillah now between 4 and 6 is a tefillah shachris. And insofar as Kriyat Shema, Birchas Kriyat Shema, I'm sorry, is a kiyum of tefillah, then its time period will overlap or will coincide, or what word can we use? It's a mirror, it's a sync, will synchronize with the Zmani Tefillah. And if the Zmani Tefillah Shachris now is extended all the way till Chatzos, then we can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema till Chatzos, because that's the Zman of Tefillah. If it's that's the Zman of Tefillah, then it's also the Zman of Birchas Kriyat Shema. So basically what we're doing now is we're combining two Rambams. Let's just summarize. We started with the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph of Hilchus Kriyat Shema, of Hilchus Tefillah, and we end with the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchus Kriyat Shema. The Rambam in the third Perek of Tefillah is going to tell me that this period of time between the fourth and the sixth hour is still related to Tefillah Shachris. And if I daven Shachris too late, although I didn't have the kiyum, the ideal kiyum of Tefillah Bismana, but I still have a Tefillah Shachris, which means it's still considered that point until Chatzos Hayom as a Zman Tefillah. Put that together with the Rambam Hilchas Kriyat Shema. The Rambam says that Mevarech Birchas Kriyat Shema, even after what? Even after the fourth hour. Now again, I know you can ask me the question, but let's take every question its time. The Rambam seems to assume that you recite Birchas Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom. That might be because the entire day is a Zman Tefillah. If not Tefillah Shachris, it's a Zman Tefillah for Mincha. And maybe that's enough for Birchas Kriyat Shema. I don't need Birchas Kriyat Shema as a Kiyum Tefillah that's straitjacketed into Shachris. It could be any Zman Tefillah. But again, that has to be taken under advisement. I can't answer that question right now. But we begin to appreciate why the Rambam is allowing Birchas Kriyat Shema during that period of time when you can daven a Tefillah Shachris. If that period of time was only designated for a Tashlumen of Shachris, which was our other interpretation, then there would be no possibility of using that time period for Birchas Kriyat Shema. So if you take a look at footnote number 6, he wonders about the Rambam who says Mevarech Birchas Kriyat Shema Kol Hayom, right? Because if Birchas Kriyat Shema is appropriate the entire day, which means the Kiyum of Tefillah, the entire day is the Zman of Tefillah, because he could daven either Shachris or Mincha. Okay, that's a little bit complicated, but I just want to mention that he notes this distinction. Now, what we still haven't answered, and this is the question that remains outstanding, is why Rav Haigoin says that we give you an extra hour for Birchas Kriyat Shema. So, in other words, the time for Kriyat Shema itself has elapsed, and now we're going to give you an extension of an hour for Birchas Kriyat Shema. So you'll recite Kriyat Shema in Birchosel, and not to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That's farfalla, that's a done deal, that's gone. But in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema, why is it dafka the fourth hour? Do we have an answer to that question? Again, yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it's the time for Shachris, so isn't it the same result? I mean, since you can daven Shachris up to then, you can say the tefillah of the brachas for Shema up to then. Just like we said, up to Chatzot.
And we're not going to extend it beyond the fourth hour, according to Rav Haigoin, because beyond the fourth hour, it's only Tashlumen.
Right.
Excellent. And now we have the Rashba, who's quoted here in footnote number 5. He says that you can recite Birchas Kriyat Shema until Chatzos. Again, the Rambam takes it even beyond Chatzos, but up until Chatzos, for sure, both the Rashba and the Rambam would allow you to recite Birchas Kriyat Shema. Although the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir here, he paskins like the Rush, that we can only add that Sharavias of the day. So it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch, in following and accepting Rav Haigoin, would assume that this period of time during 4 to 6 as far as tefillah is only tashlumin, and that has no impact on kriyashma because there's no tashlumin for brachos. Masha ein kein, the Rashba and the Rambam, they'll extend Birchas Kriyashma even beyond the fourth hour because they hold that this period of time is still appropriate for Tefillas Shachris. Wow. So let's just summarize. We now have two nafkaminas to this Chakira about what the nature of 4 to 6 is. The first nafkamina would be Mazid. If he was Mazid on missing Zman Tefillah up until the fourth hour, then there's no possibility of allowing him to be mispal between 4 and 6 if you assume that it's Tefillah's Tashlum, because there's no Tashlumin for a Mazid. If on the other hand it's Zman Shachris and it's a Tefillah Shachris, then even though he was amazing and missing the time period between 4 and 6, he could still recite Shmon Esrei. The second afkamin is going to be as far as Birchas Kriyat Shema. If 4 to 6 is Tashlumin, then there's no possibility of utilizing that Tashlumin for Birchas Kriyat Shema. Hence we have the Shita of Rav Haigon that the latest time for Birchas Kriyat Shema is the fourth hour, which means the hour of Tefillah. If on the other hand we hold that the period of time between 4 and 6 is Zman Tefillah, albeit not Tefillah B'Zmanah, but a Kiyum of Tefillah Shachris, then Birchas Kriyat Shema could extend to include that time period as well, hence the Shita of the Rashba Ad Chatzos, and then we have the Rambam who says even Kol Hayom. That's what we have here. Now, I just want to point out the obvious. I'm just calculating the mathematics here. If he wants to... Just one second. If, let's say, he did not avail himself of that period of time, having missed the fourth hour, now he did not avail himself of the opportunity to daven during the 4 to 6 period of time, everybody would agree that he can daven a tefillas tashlumin for shachris after his tefillas chov of mincha. Why? Because mimonavshah. If the period of time of 4 to 6 is tashlumin, well, that's a little bit more complicated. Let me start with the easy case. If the 4 to 6 period of time is tefillas shachris, so he had another opportunity to daven tefillas shachris, he didn't fulfill that opportunity, now he needs a tefillas tashlumin for shachris, and that he can fulfill after his tefillas chov of mincha. It's a little more complicated. If I hold that 4 to 6 is tashlumin, does he have a tashlumin for a tashlumin? Meaning it could be, again,
tashlumin
just
tashlumin for the first one. Well, you have to tashlumin for...
No, but I'm
before
saying...
Before the fourth hour.
Right, so he the tashlumin
it's
for
a
the...
A second tashlumin, so to speak.
Yeah, so is there a second tashlumin? Meaning, if the halach already gave him a buffer zone in which he gave him a kayim tashlumin and he didn't utilize that, does he now give up on his rights to tashlumin because that was the tashlumin? Or do we say no? Why the tashlumin simply starts with the fourth hour, it goes to the end of the day. So that I don't know. Okay, Rav Osei, so that's what we have for this morning, and then at 10:30 we'll do Sanhedrin, correct? Okay.